Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell, a weekly conversation about the things that matter most in our lives with Stace Cargi and Lindy Turner.
Welcome back to another edition of Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell. I'm Stace Cargi.
And I'm Lindy Turner.
And this is our weekly conversation about all the things that matter most in our lives, our families, our finances, our homes.
Exactly. Everything.
And talking about homes, some movement has happened in the world of government funding. So, for those of you who have kind of been with us for a few months, you may have heard us talking about USDA and direct lending and how there has not been any funds available for this program.
Yes.
It's been a real problem.
Yes.
We've got many, many, many families that have been waiting to be able to achieve their dream of buying a home. They qualify in every way possible, but there's just not been the money from Congress. This is a congressionally sponsored program. That's how the funds are allocated. And, you know, the bank account went dry.
Yep.
But there's a little tiny shiny light at the end of the tunnel.
More like a flash at this moment in time, but like you were saying, Congress appropriates a certain amount of money every year to make loans.
Yeah.
And in this year, this fiscal year that ends September 30th, that it was reduced by about 40%, almost 40%, which is a huge cut.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all know that, you know, we need to take care of our money, America's money, just like we need to take care of our personal finances. But it has been a huge problem, double whammy, because this year has been such a crisis in housing.
That's
in
right.
All forms of housing, from rental to home ownership to whatever. And rents have skyrocketed.
Yeah.
I mean, skyrocketed. And people's, how many clients do we get a week who, you know, they want to move into home ownership because their rent's going from $650 to $1,300.
Like overnight.
Overnight, yeah. My lease is up and they've already told me. And if with this home loan program, their mortgage payment would be less than their rent.
Yeah, and they would own it.
Yes, and they would own it, and it wouldn't go up over time, you know, so it makes wonderful financial sense for them, and they have the credit and the ability to do it, but there's just not the money there to cover the loans. Well, it's been months, like since February, since they've had money, but now that we're almost at the end of the fiscal year.
Well, today, September 30th, today.
Today is not September 30th. Well, it's not really September 30th.
I'm not.
However,
because we're cheating.
If you
we're
apply
this
today, it'd be a real, you know, we could get your application in.
That's right.
That's what. Yeah. So it's like now's the time.
Yes.
If you're interested in one of these loans to get in there, because they have managed to go through all the proverbial couch cushions in the government and, you know, collect loose change from different programs to pull up some money to where they can make some loans before the end of the fiscal year.
And that was so funny. When I first heard that they had, quote unquote, found some money and they listed off a figure and I said, you know, I want to know whose couch that came from because, you know, I could only find a few cents in mine, but man, that's a big couch that money was hiding under. But from what I understand, they took this from some other programs.
Well, I don't.
Or we don't know.
We don't necessarily know all that. However, as you well know, you know, when loans get approved, they're approved for so much money. You can qualify for so much money, but it might be when you get to the closing table, it doesn't actually cost that much.
Yes.
You know, we do all have a tendency to overestimate how much it's going to cost because you want it to cost less rather than more. So I think it's those differences between what was obligated and what it actually cost.
Gotcha.
And it adds up.
Yeah.
Over, you know, it can add up over hundreds of loans.
Yeah, it's sort of like when you have the roundup to the penny on your bank account, you know, on a very, very large basis.
Right. You know? So instead of like just letting it roll to the next year, they're like, okay, it's been so long. There's desperation out there in the market. Rent is so expensive. And really importantly, and hey, listeners, listen to this, constituents or complaining to their elected congressional delegation, saying, yes, which is really important. Yeah. If they don't know the crisis they're causing, then they can't fix it.
And here's where it gets kind of tricky with that. Here in Tennessee, our representatives are not on the budget committee.
No.
So if you start thinking about things on a linear basis, right? And you go to your supervisor and you ask your supervisor a human resources question, what are they going to do? They're going to refer you to human resources.
Correct.
Right? So it's kind of like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know that we had folks that were talking to our elected officials, and we appreciate them and what they do so much because mm-hmm. they have been very responsive. They have listened to us
yes.
and to our clients. So I want to give just a shout out to our elected mm-hmm. officials here in Tennessee. But it's that same kind of philosophy that they were not on those committees to be able to make a real big, you know, voice as far as that goes. They would pass the message along, but that message is only as powerful as the people who are living on that committee and are making those mm-hmm. decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that gets forgotten a lot of times when we start looking about at our government. We just think, hey, if I called my congressman, he's going to make this happen. The wheels don't work that way.
No, no. But what they can do is talk to their colleagues
and
on those commissions. Yeah, on those committees. Yeah, and they can. Mm-hmm. But that's why, you know, kind of side note, when you, especially when you elect a new representative or senator, it's important to know what committees have they been appointed to, because that's where their real power.
Mm-hmm.
They
that's
have more
really
influence.
Point.
They have more influence on those committees than they will on other ones. But even so, you know, like their colleagues will listen to them, you know, if they're not on there. But no, we don't have anybody on appropriations committees, and you know, which is a shame.
Yes. Especially since we are in rural America.
Yes.
It would be nice, because I know that there are some that are on, you know, in the USDA type committees that are not in rural America.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you wonder, it's like, okay,
yeah.
All right.
And, you know, another challenge with this program, too, is because it is one of the programs in government that is a direct benefit to constituents, as in with this specialty program, when if you have a home loan through it, your banker is USDA. You write your house payment to USDA, which goes to, you know, the federal government. I mean, it's a program where they appropriate a certain amount of money that is used to make the home loans, but they're loans. It's not a grant. It's not a giveaway. Then you, American, make your payment back to the government, and with interest.
Mm-hmm.
So we as taxpayers actually get our money back with interest.
So why would the government cut something like that, Lindy?
Well, you know, I would like to say that it's just because we don't have enough ears to hear it in the right committees necessarily. And we don't have a loud enough voice.
Yes.
The beneficiaries are one homeowner at a time. Mm-hmm. And since since this program can only be accessed through certain nonprofits like Clinch Powell, there's not enough education at a higher level
right.
to talk about constantly in their ear about how fabulous it is.
Yep.
For example, there are other programs that the government in home loans, like There are USDA guaranteed loans. There are VA loans.
FHA.
There are FHA loans. Mm-hmm. Those are all government-backed loans as well, but they're all made through lending institutions, big ones, big banks, mm-hmm. you know, big financial institutions who have a more direct access to our legislators, and they hear, you know, you've got a bank with thousands of clients, you know, at their bank, and so they speak loudly on behalf of a lot of folks, and this is just a little bitty program that just have folks who get a home loan, and it's they don't have that organized voice for it to be known how important the program is.
So let's put into perspective. So here in Tennessee, this year, this past year, for 2024, I would say the amount of loan, this is just off the top of my head, just kind of doing quick math, I would say that there has been less than 100 in Tennessee that have closed for this loan. I think I could be pretty accurate in that range. Mm-hmm. I would say definitely less than two. I would say 100 to 150 maybe. That's it. That's families mm-hmm. in Tennessee this year versus the last several years where there's been closer to 400 or 500.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's a very small set of population.
Right.
So even if you take that 500 times, you know, 50 states plus Puerto Rico, blah, 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 you're still talking less than 20,000 families,
mm-hmm.
right? So from a governmental perspective, like you said, that's a very small voice,
yes.
right? And the squeaky wheel gets oil.
Mm-hmm.
So versus an FHA loan where you may have
thousands of families that are impacted.
So it's not that anybody is ignoring it necessarily. It's just that I think a lot of times in government, we, you know, see our politicians and we see our representatives looking at what's the greater good, right? Who's going to benefit the most?
Mm-hmm.
And not understanding that this program, the USDA Direct 502 Direct Loan, is actually a self-funding program. It is not an entitlement program.
No, definitely not.
And there's a lot of misnomer about that.
Yes, there is.
And there is a subsidy piece. So this is one of the reasons why this loan is also so fantastic, is that there is this piece of the loan where they will actually issue you, if you qualify, a subsidy. So the government is actually letting you make a payment at 1% versus what the market rate may be, which, you know, could be 4%, 4.5%, whatever that rate is. However, when you sell or if you go to refinance that house, you have to pay a portion of that subsidy back,
mm-hmm.
up to half.
Yes.
Never more than half of the subsidy that they paid out, which is still amazing.
Exactly.
Right? But you are paying interest throughout the loan,
mm-hmm.
and you are paying that subsidy back so that you are refilling that bank account. And I think that when you look at a program like USDA 502 Direct from a community standpoint, what does that really look like? Well, it's not just helping the Joneses buy a home or the Fernandezes buy their home. What it is looking at is it's saying, hey, you bought this home, fantastic. Now you're a part of a community, right? And we know that home ownership builds stronger communities.
Mm-hmm.
We know that children that are raised in homes are more stable, do better in school. We know crime is reduced.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it begets all of these positives. We know that it's bringing in tax base. We know it's bringing in jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So one home may not seem like it's a big deal, but how many jobs were attached to that one home, to that one home purchase?
Mm-hmm.
And so let's drill that down. So you've got the realtors.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe two realtors on that deal. You have the lender. You have home buyer education, you know, piece
right.
through HUD. You've got, Lowe's, Home Depot, Ace Hardware for home
appraisers, home inspectors, if it's new construction,
mm-hmm.
all the subcontractors,
right.
the excavators,
this is what builds our communities.
Mm-hmm.
So that one home made a huge difference, mm-hmm. a huge impact. Mm-hmm. And then when you take that away and you say, well, now the Joneses, the Hernandezes, that, you know, this family, that family can no longer purchase their home. They're going to stay in a rental situation. Now their rent's gone up. It's doubled or even tripled. Mm-hmm. So what does that do to that? Well, now they're not able to pay their bills.
Right.
They're going to have to reduce their budget. So maybe now they can't go out to dinner once a week. Mm-hmm. That's going to reduce income in the community. Mm-hmm. That's going to reduce jobs mm-hmm. because, again, that's funding that, you know, that establishment. They're not going to be going to the home improvement store. It's, again, it's a negative, right? It's a negative response.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more than just about the home and the loan. It's about building stronger communities. And that really is at the heart of what Clinch Powell's mission is all about.
Exactly. Exactly. You're exactly right. Stable homes build stable families, and stable families build stable communities.
So where do we go from here? How do we make this happen?
Well, number one, be informed. But if you are interested in home ownership, you should apply now.
Yes.
So because there's like this money between now and end of September, but the new fiscal year will begin in October, and now would be the time you want your application
yes.
in there. We don't know for sure what the final appropriations will be, although we have a pretty good idea, and it is, you know, about the same as they appropriated this year, it looks like. So the money's going to run out again,
yep.
probably, you know, by January, February. So now is the time to get in the queue, as they say, if you want to look at that. Rents are not going to come down.
Nope.
Home ownership is not for everyone. We are not telling everybody out there you should apply for a home loan. But, you know, if it is in your dream to own a home ownership, and you want to have stable families, and you want to build your personal wealth over time mm-hmm. through home ownership, now is the time to apply.
And it's so simple to do, too. You can do it online at clinchpowell.net. There's another piece of this whole kind of governmental appropriations world, and that lies in home repair funds.
Yes.
So there is a program for folks who are 62 and older, and in certain circumstances, if they qualify, they can get up to $10,000 in mm-hmm. free money, in grant money. And I'm going to say that again, free money, and pair that with a loan through USDA. And it is a 1% interest rate loan. It's mm-hmm. super affordable. And the whole philosophy behind it is to help create a situation where folks can stay in their home and age in place.
Correct.
And if your mom or dad is anything like my parents were, the one thing that my mom wanted, she wanted her home. She wanted her animals there with her. This was her safe space. She did not want to leave it.
Yeah.
You know, but it wasn't safe. It needed significant repairs.
Exactly.
And she, of course, on a fixed income, could mm-hmm. not afford them. And that's what this program is really for. And we've got several mm-hmm. programs that we can even pair together in certain circumstances mm-hmm. to be able to help folks who are even as young as 60 in some cases mm-hmm. be able to do home repairs. And we got very, very blessed this year with Carol M. Peterson Funds, mm-hmm. which is a program through the Federal Home Loan Bank. And we were awarded how much in that?
$525,000. We were helping 37 families.
37 families to stay in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And these are repairs like roofs.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there was some bathroom models for disabled folks.
Mm-hmm.
Really just things to be able to make that home livable for a long term.
Heat and air.
Yeah.
Replacing windows. Things that are expensive and things that reduce your costs. You know, you can get a more energy efficient unit, you know, new windows, mm-hmm. cut down on drafts, saves you on your electric bill. Plus, it keeps you warmer. So safe, dry is what we're looking for. That's the big reward. Because when you can stay in your house and age in place, number one, People might say, well, why the grant money? Well, number one, it's cheaper.
Yeah.
It is much cheaper for people to live safely in their home than to go to nursing homes,
yeah, absolutely,
or, you know, assisted living. That's a big thing. Everybody wants to, you know, you raise yeah, your children there. Like, yeah, I said, it's your home. But that's why there's funding there, is because it makes sense to help those who are on fixed income. Mm-hmm. And when you get those big ticket items that really need to be done, it's really hard to come up with the money to fix those things. So, and like you said, even if beyond the grant funds, and those don't last all year.
Right.
The grant money's run out.
Very quick, yeah.
But, you said it's a 1% loan over 20 years. But you know what? That's like $5 payment, yeah, for every $1,000
you buy. Super affordable.
Very affordable. And the other thing is, you know, as long as it stays, under a certain amount, there's no lien put on your house. So you're, yep, not, you know, I know that's a real concern as you get old. You, yep, think about, you know, your children and what you're leaving them, and you don't want to, you know, put a lien on your house. So there's not even a lien on the house when it's under a certain amount.
It's really amazing. And I want to give a real quick shout out. We didn't get a chance to do this. Want to thank the folks over at VEC. They actually awarded,
yes,
Clinch Pal. We got our first VEC grant to help with these home repairs. So,
yes,
thank you. Big shout out to VEC for,
yay,
for helping us out. So, yay, VEC!
We love you!
Yeah, so we really do appreciate that, because those funds will go right back in to helping folks right here in our community. So
they absolutely will.
VEC. And we always lovingly and gratefully accept donations. So as we're getting into that time of year where maybe you're looking at your finances and you say, hey, you know what, I need to make a charitable gift to be able to get into the next, you know, the next tax cycle. Hey, you know what, Clinchbell, we are a nonprofit. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, and we would love, mm-hmm, love it if you would be willing to, you know, think about us as your, you know, one of your giving partners. You know what? $5,000. I'm going to just give a, yeah, little shout out. $5,000. That could help five seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Five seniors with, you know, some much needed repairs. It could help one senior with like a major repair, like maybe a roof.
Mm-hmm.
$5,000. So we got 10 people.
Yeah.
10 people to do $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine the impact,
huge,
that we would be able to create right here in our neighborhood?
Exactly. And not only that, because we could pair it with some of the other grant monies we have, so that, yeah, that there's, you know, there's a maximum. They might need a roof and, yeah, an HVAC system. We, yeah, can't do both, you know, for our limit of $9,000. Mm-hmm. But you could get a roof and an HVAC for, say, 11 or 12, so we can pair them together and get this household really taken care of,
yeah,
and be able to help more,
huge,
more folks. Yeah, really huge. And here's the thing. You can go to our website at clinchpal.net and check us out. You'll see, if you go down to the bottom of the page, you'll see two badges. One badge says that we are a platinum transparency organization. These are two organizations that sort of like Better Business Bureau, okay, for nonprofits. We have the platinum transparency rating on one of them, and on the other one, we have a 4-star, which is the highest you, wow, can get. So these are rating groups that have looked at all of our finances and our operations and the cost of our administration. So we are a good value for your money. We, yeah, all want, you know, the most of our money possible to go, you know, helping people on the ground. So we invite you to take a look at our ratings as,
yeah,
well.
And even our financials are even online. I mean, we've never
they
had
are.
A finding, an audit finding, which is pretty amazing.
Yep.
So,
Our last 3 years, yep, of audit,
amazing,
our last three, even though we're a tax-exempt organization with IRS, which means we don't pay federal excise tax, we still have to file a 990 information form, so you can find out a lot about us. This is like 43-page, you know, report. So you can see what your money, what your gift, what your investment, because, mm-hmm, it's not just a gift. We're looking for investment partners, whether you're an individual or a business, yep, or, you know, whatever. But we are a good value for your money. We appreciate your support.
Not only that, but one of the things I think is very cool about Clinch Pal is I would say the majority of us as employees also donate to Clinch Pal.
As do the board.
Yes, exactly. I mean, we really do see the mission that's behind what we do. And I think that's so powerful. And I know so many folks that are, you know, looking at their tax situation and trying to figure out where they're going to, you know, put those last minute donations to. Mm-hmm. But to know that you were able to make sure that your neighbor has heat, I mean, does it get better than that?
No. Like,
really? I mean, that's impactful, right? That's changing somebody's life. And it's not going to somewhere, you know, somewhere else. It's staying right here in our community. And I know we certainly would appreciate that. So if you'd like to know more about that, again, clinchpal.net. I believe we've got some donate buttons there.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
There's a big donate button or a get involved button there. So.
Yeah. And we would love it. Or maybe you're looking for a volunteer opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got lots of ways to become involved in Clinch Pal. And another really cool thing is if you've got family members that are maybe in college or getting ready to, you know, to start on that whole thing, we've got a fantastic program through AmeriCorps. It's our Appalachia Cares program, and it is really a great way. We talked to Trina a couple weeks ago, and you can actually go to our website at clinchpal.net and look for radio shows, and you'll see where it talks about Trina and Appalachia Cares. And she really drills down some of the opportunities where college students are not just getting real world experience and being able to build a resume, but they're also getting, you know, some financial stipends and mm-hmm. even some stuff to help pay for their collegiate expenses.
Mm-hmm.
My husband is actually employed through Clinch Pal through the AmeriCares program. And what's cool for him is that the education piece, he doesn't need it, but he can also gift it to our grandkids.
Correct.
And that is humongous. So we've got a couple, we've got twins that are getting ready to graduate. And we were talking about this the other night, and he's like, how cool is it going to be that my graduation gift to the twins is going to be,
yeah,
you know,
an educational award.
Is. I mean, how neat is that? They have no idea.
Oh,
even their parents
fabulous.
Don't know. So that's going to be really, really fun when they get that in their graduation card.
Yeah. And it's no, you know, Gary's a full-time member, so it's over $6,000
for
the education award. Yeah. Exactly.
It's pretty cool.
But, you know, if you don't want to give your grandkids as an AmeriCorps member, you know, you can use it to go on to school or you can use it to pay subsidized student loans.
Yep.
And it's good for 7 years.
Yep.
So, you know, you don't even have to make that decision right off the bat right now.
It's really, really cool. And again, that's the Appalachia Cares through AmeriCorps.
And you can find out more on our website at clinchpal.net.
We have a lot going on. You realize that?
I know we do. And make sure that you do the whatever. I'm not a big social media person, but, you know, sign up for all those things to keep up. And also on the website, you can sign up for our newsletter.
It's so good.
Yeah, it is. ClinchPal.net is your, you know, is your gateway for all things ClinchPal.
Yeah, and it's everything from starting off with our financial success program. And I want to touch on that super quick. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes. So, again, this is one of those things that if you've got family members, younger ones, or if it's you that you're maybe starting off your life and you're just getting into the workforce, start off strong, right? Because you're going to be getting a lot of credit card applications. I know this time, you know, now that college is back in session, I remember my freshman year, I was given every credit card under the sun. All I had to do was sign my name, right? I mean, they were just giving them away. It was like with candy or something.
Mm-hmm.
But what they don't know is the backside of those student loans actually have to be repaid. Those credit cards have to be repaid. So our financial success program is going to work with you one-on-one, looking at budget, looking at finances, and set you up for success. I cannot tell you how many times I talked to a client, for a first-time home buyer especially, that did not have any credit, and a friend or a family member said, go down to this agency or go down to that agency, you know, it starts them off with that high interest rate and they get looped in. And, you know, those consumer loans are really, really tricky. So we want to set you up for success.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, and we've got future episodes that'll be coming up that we'll be talking about some more specific ways to set yourself up for personal financial.
Ooh, I like that.
Success. Exactly.
I like that. I like future success.
I know. I do too. In a way that's that makes sense and has, you know, doesn't have the pain. You know, sadly, you can't believe all the advertising you see. Sometimes they only tell bits and pieces, and it's not quite all the, it's not all of the story. You know, some of those loans, they sell them by saying, we will build your credit.
Yeah.
But they do not.
Yeah. So again, that's what we're here for. We're a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Find us online, clinchpowell.net. Until next week, I'm Stace Cargi.
And I'm Lindy Turner.
And this has been Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell on WAEW. Have a great week.
Dollars and Cents with Clinch Powell airs every Sunday beginning at 1:15 right here on WAEW AM.